This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks, welcome to another edition here of Krantz's Corner presents Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. We're heading into week 11 of the NFL season. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty before the playoffs start in a couple of weeks here for most fantasy football leagues. It's not Zach and the Nose without my partner in crime, as always, the Nose. Follow him on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E. Nosey, welcome to week 11 of fantasy football.
Here we are. It's week 11. A lot to navigate, everybody. A lot to navigate. But we are here for it. Just the highs and lows of a fantasy season. So many people ravaged with injuries. But with injuries comes opportunities. So we're going to get through all of that on the show today, I hope.
Yep. We're going to go through last week's stuff. We're going to talk about the schedule for this week. We got yes or no's, no's pick of the week as well. One quick hit before we get to all that stuff, no's. Week 11, we're getting close, if not right past the trade deadline for most leagues at this point. Advice to someone out there, possibly first, second, third place in a league, somewhere in the middle, somewhere at the end. I mean, obviously, if you're in last place of the league, yeah, nothing really to go for at this point, except for maybe a comeback. But if you're top of the league and you're trying to, I don't know, get over the top a little bit, what's the advice to somebody at this point? And I mean, I know you can't talk about specific players, but what do you tell someone who's in first, second, third, or even close to that at this point when it comes to trying to make a move here to get over the top?
Right. So if you are still alive in your league, but you're trying to climb to the top, right? This is a time where if you have a one marquee player and you have some slots to fill, if you have some really weak players, this is the time to get 2 to 3 starters for one player, okay? On the reverse side of it, you're in first and you're in second place. Don't just sit on your team, all right? If you have yourself a very clean bench, but what I mean by that is you got players that should be in starting lineups that are on your bench. You have two different options, Zach, okay? You could try to trade your bench players for an upgrade, okay? So where you have them getting a starter. Or what I like to do, and it's not for everybody, is I like to go all in, okay? So for me, I'm going to try to get the best player I can and trade that depth, okay, and really go in all in. If there's one player that I would recommend right now, it's Nico Collins, okay? So Nico Collins is dead. He was on the IR. He missed 5 weeks. He was off for 4, missed last week. So there's a good shot for Nico Collins owners that they are not in that top few slots, right? So if you are in one first or second place, maybe then look out to see who has Nico, see if they're still in contention, see what positions they need. And if you have the players and on your bench or maybe a starter that you could fulfill and hand them to them to get Nico to take that next elevation, he is going to be a top 5 wide receiver when he plays. He got through his injury, what I believe, for the year. So he's the guy I'm taking a shot on. Go out there and try to make a trade for Nico Collins if you're on the top of your standings. And truthfully, if you're also on the bottom of your standings and you could use a few players, trade Nico Collins. He's right. The guy that I would go out there, check out who got him on your league and see if you could get him.
Quick example before we move on. My brother is in the league and he is in, I think, first place or second place right now. He's trying to upgrade the team to a guy right in the middle who's got Derrick Henry. Obviously he had 2 major injuries to his team and he is just kind of in shambles at this point, needs some help. He offered for Derrick Henry, Travis Etienne and Zay Flowers. This is the kind of trade we're talking about right here.
No, That is not enough for a Derrick Henry.
Okay.
It's if you have Derrick Henry, you know, and you're in the middle, I would ride with him. Okay. That's, you got to get a better return. Zay Flowers is a good player, great player. One that has huge games, but he also has his, you know, middle of the road games when it's a Derrick Henry type of game.
Right.
So, you know, it's not a good enough offer. And Travis Etienne has been pitiful all year. I'm just going to say it. He is borderline. He's certainly not startable right now. He's been on some waiver wires in some leagues. That's how, you know, the have fallen.
Scary.
He's come. Right. So, no, you know, it's a good offer by Joshy. You know, it's a good thinking. But if I'm the person, I'm asking for more. That's all I'm just saying. Because
right.
That's the type of trade that would take a Joshy and make him into another hemisphere.
Yeah. Right, so right.
If
right.
you have a sucker in your league that's going to make a deal like that, always go after the sucker for sure.
Right.
Look,
right.
You know, go for it. I just wouldn't do it if I was the other owner.
By the way, if you're in a league right now and you don't know who the sucker is, it's probably you. So just be careful at that point. Right, there it is. Nose just
well said,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Well said.
Totally stole that from a movie, but I like it anyway. All right, let's talk about last week a little bit. I want to get your opinion on this. Normally on Thursday Night Football, we might have one guy that blows up. Maybe not. Maybe it's a bad game. We don't know. Last Thursday night, Nosy, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, your top three in scoring for the week, all on Thursday night, including a monster from Ja'Marr Chase. If he's on your team, that's one thing. If you're playing against him, good God almighty, did you have a bad start to the week? In my Yahoo League, Ja'Marr Chase, 55.4 points, Joe Burrow, 33.72, and Lamar Jackson, 32.9. That's a hell of a start to the fantasy week.
He put up a 60 burger in many leagues.
Right, with bonuses. So, right, right.
Right. Yeah, because there was those long touchdowns. But at the end of the day, yeah, man, a lot of weeks were already done after Thursday. It was a special game. Ja'Marr Chase now is, you know, the difference between Ja'Marr Chase and second place in whatever your league you're in is now astronomical. And it's nice to see. And it's also very interesting to see because he slipped in the drafts. If you remember, he went closer to 8 or 9 because of the good old contract dispute. If you remember, we didn't know if he was playing week 1. Right. So it took an owner to say, you know what? I believe he's going to play. And man, you got him likely in the 8th or 9th pick overall. And what a spot that was. Ja'Marr Chase is a top 3 overall wide receiver football fantasy. And man, yes, at the end of the day, when you pop a 60 burger on Thursday,
wow.
It is hard. It is hard to come back from that. So that Thursday night football game, which I hope has some similar vibes to tonight's game or tomorrow night's game. Wait,
right.
No, tonight's game.
No, tonight's
Sometimes
game.
I don't know what day it is.
Right.
But, you know, finally, two good football games in a row by Thursday night in the NFL. But, yeah, man, that was one of the most wild fantasy scoring games. Even Chase Brown had a really nice game
right.
for Cincinnati. It was just one of those awesome offensive NFL flexing, finally flexing their muscles type of game.
Right. We talked about Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, the rest of this top, like, 8 list. A lot of the names we've been talking about all season long. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray. Like, these are the guys, the top 4 quarterbacks last week. That was them. And you know what? It just goes to the no strategy in the beginning of the season, you know, for drafting. You don't necessarily need to pick one early, but you could have gotten a Joe Burrow or, I mean, Jalen Hurts, Lamar are probably early, but a Kyler Murray late. There it is, Nosy.
It was
hit
Kyler
it.
Murray and Joe Burrow.
Right. Right.
In our shows, it was really specifically Kyler Murray in like the 7th round, right? And Kyler Murray is right now on an MVP type of tear. Okay, he really is. Joe Burrow, who if you guys listen to the show on a regular basis, you know I want him on my fantasy teams. And with those two players, and if you're taking them 2 to 3 rounds later than the Jalen Hurts or the Josh Allens or the Patrick Mahomes, the sucker bet of every year, we call him the biggest sucker, you know, pick. If you're taking those players 2 to 3 rounds later and you're picking up the wide receivers and the running backs earlier in that draft, that is the formula. It goes without saying, year in and year out. Of course, you have to pick the right quarterback.
Right.
If you picked Anthony Richardson,
ooh,
you know, it didn't work. If you know, so it worked out this time. And yes, the cream last week rose to the top. The top players in fantasy were, you know, performing on that high level. There's been a lot of highs and lows, you know, at all the positions. But finally, you saw Laporta at the tight end position finally getting his
Thank
due
God.
because he was the number one tight end off the board. So last week was one of those actually rare weeks where the top players actually performed the top type of stat fantasy stats.
Right, and it's in these top guys that we talk about each week, though, a lot of the same names. Bijan Robinson was the top running back last week as well. Calvin Ridley was up there. Hubba Bubba Chubba Hubbard was up there. And then one name, when I look at this list, especially in the one league that I'm in, because you see all the team names where all they're on, one guy, 25.9 points. He had, what, three catches for 109 yards, two touchdowns. He's on 1% of rosters, I guess, in Yahoo or whatever. MVS. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, unbelievable. I know it's going to happen once in a blue moon, but for New Orleans, if you had him somehow on your team or whatever, or more than likely on the waiver wire, somebody missed out on a huge game from him last
week. Hey, if you're listening and you had him in your lineup, screenshot that, send it to Zach
Please.
Or myself on Twitter, and we're going to send you a gift, okay?
Right.
The point is, nobody had that.
Right.
Nobody knew what team he was on. But that's the beauty of the NFL. That's the beauty of fantasy. Now, all of a sudden, he became a hot pickup. And here's a hot take. Do not start him this week.
Right, right. He had his week, right?
So yeah.
It's done.
I can't catch the ball.
Right. Only other name on here that I'll bring up before we move on to week 11 was something we talked about when DeAndre Hopkins got moved to Kansas City. Was Calvin Ridley, and hopefully it's going to open up a little for him. And last week, 5 catches, 84 yards, 2 touchdowns. You hit it on the head there, too.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley is a star. You know, we knew he was. We knew it when he went to Alabama. We knew it, you know, we knew it in high school from people in South Florida. So at the end of the day, it's interesting. It took, what, Mason Rudolph to get him the ball? That's wild. Will Levis, bye-bye. You know, like, in general, I'm not saying Mason Rudolph's the guy, but they're going to have to bring in a new player at the quarterback position there. But that being said, Calvin Ridley, who I told you a few weeks ago, has to be in your starting lineup. Continues to have to be in your starting lineup. Targets and talent, and a player that now, a quarterback that's going to try to stay in the NFL for as long as he can and get that paycheck, is going to throw the ball to his number one target.
Right. Should be interesting. All right. That was week 10 in review. Let's go on to week 11 now. Bye weeks this week, the Giants, Arizona, Tampa Bay, Carolina. We were just talking about it before. We have another great Thursday night matchup tonight. Washington at Philadelphia. That should be a lot of fun. Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, that matchup there. Exactly what Amazon Prime wanted for their game. Rest of the 1 o'clock slate on Sunday, Green Bay, Chicago. Decent game there. Jacksonville, Detroit, Minnesota, Tennessee, the Vegas here in Miami. The Rams at New England, Cleveland at New Orleans. Indy at the Jets, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Good game there also. That's the 1 o'clock slate. 4 o'clock games, only 3 of them this week. Atlanta, Denver, Seattle, San Francisco, and then the monster game of the week, Kansas City at Buffalo to end the 4 o'clock game. Sunday night football, the Bengals at the Chargers, and then Monday night, Houston at the Cowboys. Any games there you're interested or very interested in watching, fantasy or not?
I mean, at the end of the day, how do you not get excited as a football fan for the rematch of the AFC Championship game? You got Josh Allen versus Pat Mahomes. As a football fan and a fantasy fan, that is definitely the marquee game. Super excited about it. DeAndre Hopkins and Kelce are the two guys I'm really keying in on. But most importantly, it's what happens at the running back position. Isaiah Pacheco is going to be, I believe now it's, the news is going to come out as this as this podcast comes out.
Right.
But if Pacheco is playing, you're looking at probably a split situation. And Kareem Hunt over the last 4 weeks, in my opinion, has been a must start.
Right.
The amount of touches he's going to be getting. Now for me, I wouldn't start either of them for this week. I would hold back and see what the usage looks like. Now I get it. Four teams on a bye. You know, if you have Chubba Hubba Bubba, who is a star, but if you have him, for example, you might have to start a Kareem Hunt this week, or you might have to start a Pacheco. That being said, I'm really looking to see the usage there. And in general, I want to see what that offense looks like, because week in and week out, Zach, Patrick Mahomes is just nothing short of by far the best quarterback in the NFL, by far, but very average, or what the kids say, mid at quarterback, right? For fantasy purposes. So let's see if Pacheco, or if this thing opens up a little bit against Buffalo. But, you know, again, the other game that I wanted to talk about is tonight. Tonight's game. Really great game. Jaden Daniels is bringing a much needed excitement to the NFL because you had mentioned how, oh, Chicago has an interesting game. No, it's not interesting. Caleb Williams is not interesting to me. Right. That offense is not interesting to me. It's a disaster right now. And I mean, every single person from the offensive coordinator getting fired to the head coach, to the GM, everybody is failing in Chicago right now. The one person who will stay there is Caleb Williams. They might have to literally revamp the entire offense around him. He is not startable in fantasy. But going back to the original one, Jaden Daniels versus Jalen Hurts tonight is must-see TV. So I hope you got your Amazon Prime ready because get your popcorn out. I'm dying to see Jaden Daniels to Terry Scary McLaurin, who is also a big fan of the show. We love him. This has been an incredible dynamic between the two of them. And I'm really excited to watch that football game. And I got a feeling there's going to be a breakout tonight about AJ Brown. That's just a comment. I think he's going to break out. But you have so many fantasy players going on this Thursday night football. Right. From Barkley to Brown to Smith. Some guys are starting Joe Dirt and then Jalen Hurts on one side. And now Brian Robinson is coming back, which means Aaron Ekeler is back to your bench. So if you're going to start one, I have both in many leagues because a good fantasy owner has both. They handcuff themselves. I'm going to say Brian Robinson's the start. But if you have the opportunity to start somebody else, it's another situation very similar to KC where I'd like to see what the usage looks like because Ekeler looked really, really solid over the last few weeks. You know, he's scoring those touchdowns. But Robinson is the starter there when healthy. So let's keep an eye on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, perfect transition into this week's edition of Yes or No's. I'm going to ask No's 9 questions about fantasy football for week 11 and one life question for number 10. I do have one for you today regarding some food. So there it is right there. We had a big argument over the last couple days around these parts in Davie about ice cream. So there you go. There's your tease there for question number 10. Let's start with question number 1, and it brings up the two guys you were just talking about. And this isn't a question that realistically is for my fantasy team as well in my QAM league. Pick one, Jalen Hurts or Jaden Daniels tonight.
I knew it was coming. That is a brutal question.
Yep.
It is a coin flip, but we are here to answer every question. I'm starting Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
That is my answer. Jalen Hurts with the butt push. Jalen Hurts with right now his staff, literally his players around him being healthy. I'm going Jalen Hurts over Jaden Daniels, but it's close.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. And let me tell you, if you have that problem, and I honestly do have that in my QAM league, I've been very fortunate all season long, you know, because if I didn't start one, I started the other. They're both doing really good. But tonight will be an interesting one there.
Make a trade before the deadline on that one, buddy. You don't need both of them, okay?
That's right.
Pick one, and based on the market, pick one. And get yourself a starter because you're not going to be able to start both of them in the playoffs, Zachariah.
That's it. I need a running back. There you go, if anyone's listening in the QAM league. Wide receivers for tonight. This is one of those, you know, I like to kind of scour over all the experts and see what their thoughts are on tonight. When I say experts, I say the people that are getting paid more than us to do this, and I don't know how. Wide receivers in order tonight. There's 3. I was interested to see this because you just brought up 2 of these 3 guys. In order, obviously, I have AJ Brown 1, they had Devonta Smith 2, and then Scary Terry in that order. Do you agree, yes or no's?
No's. I got AJ Brown a clear 1, and I'm flipping it. Scary Terry 2, Devonta Smith 3. And that is it. That I don't care, who experts are over there. I'm the expert, goddammit. And
That's
that's
right.
the answer. McLaren's getting the targets. He looks great. He's huge. He's fast. He's got separation. So I know he has a tough matchup defensively. I do not care. I'm going McLaren over Devontae Smith if I was going to put those in those order.
Okay. Here's a good one for you. Question number three. Are you starting any Bears or Packers wide receivers this week? Yes or no?
Yes, I'm going to start Jaden Reed for Green Bay. And after that, it's just about nose.
The Bears wide
I mean, I
receivers
know
are
you got to
tough to
start DJ
gauge.
Moore, but
I
how
know.
many times are you going to start him and get nothing?
That's
I'm
it.
trying to bench everybody on that team besides DeAndre Swift. Okay. So that's your answer.
Right. That's a good one there. Here's an interesting one, too. This week, I'm starting Bo Nix over Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, and Tua. Yes or no's?
It's going to be a little controversial. Nose, I'm starting
Ooh.
Tua over him. And
Wow.
that's
Okay.
the only one on the list. Tua's going to get the ball to Tyreek Hill this week, finally, for that big throw. I see it. I see it in my dreams. I feel it in my loins. So, Bo Nix, though, is a great story. Courtland Sutton has become almost a must-start in all leagues. And that team is on the rise. Denver's defense looks great. Defense brings more opportunities for offense, ladies and gentlemen. And Bo Nix with Sean Payton is nasty. In one quarterback leagues, Bo Nix is not a starter. In two quarterback leagues or super flex, he is definitely a starter. But in general, that team is on the rise. So keep an eye on it.
All right, question number five here. Christian McCaffrey owners are smiling after list this week and going forward, or last week and going forward. Yes or no's heading into the playoffs.
Yes, if you're able to make the playoffs, it is not easy to take the first pick of
Right.
every pick draft pick, wait 8 weeks and still be alive. But if you are and you have McCaffrey, then wonderful. But there are a lot of people listening right now who got majorly screwed because CMC went number one in 90% of the leagues. And it is just so hard to recover when you have to take, whether it's the 20th or the 24th and 25th pick, waiting for those players. Man, you have to hit on the rest of your draft very hard to be able to be, in the playoff hunt right now. But if you are, because you're a really good fantasy owner, yes, this is quite good news. CMC is back. As long as the Niners make the playoffs, which I am going to believe they are, it was probably a very good thing to give him that rest because he's going to be going and he's going to be going really strong for the balance of the season.
All right, you kind of alluded to this just before question number six. Kareem Hunt owners are shaking in their boots with the news of Pacheco coming back this week and probably for the rest of the season now.
Yes. That's
That's
it.
basically, I know, that's
No,
it.
yeah, we
Like,
discussed it. No,
I know
yes.
it's a crazy situation there because you were so
It's not a
happy with
crazy
Kareem.
situation.
Well, you were happy
Supply
with
and
Kareem
demand.
Hunt, right?
And now he's not going to be. That's it. Pacheco will be the starter.
All right, one more shaking in the boots one. CeeDee Lamb owners are also shaking in their boots with no Dak and looking like Cooper Rush is. Yeah.
Yes, this is a fantasy nightmare. This is a
Oh.
fantasy nightmare. The Dallas Cowboys are a fantasy nightmare. They're an NFL nightmare too. What do they do? What do you try to do here? Dak's out for the year. CeeDee Lamb owners took a major step backwards on a high level. Okay. It's like Justin Jefferson has Sam Darnold and he's doing really good, but could you imagine he had like a Dak Prescott throwing the
Right.
ball? So Cooper Rush is,
Oof.
he's okay at best. I'm being nice.
You are being nice.
CeeDee Lamb is so good that you must start him, but the production is simply going to be going down. There's no stopping that.
All right, question number eight, and this has to do again with stuff I've seen this week, and I'm a Laporta owner also. But if you are a Laporta owner, you got to get someone ASAP, not knowing what his status is going to be like for Sunday, yes or no's. And the sidebar to that is, how about a guy like Jonnu Smith with the Dolphins?
Yes, you need a backup for him. It looks like he's going to be close to a game time decision. Let's see if
Scary,
he
right?
practices today. Sure, Jonnu Smith's been getting a lot of targets. He's a good backup. It's very hard to find a guy that you could pick up and start and get to production. We always say that the classic guy right now is Pat Freiermuth. He's a guy that's sitting there. You're like, oh, do I have to start him?
Right.
Well, you do need a backup plan for Laporta. So see who's best Always look at the quarterback throwing them the ball. Look at the targets, okay? Look at the targets. Always look at the opportunities. So look at last week, for example. Look at the tight ends on your free agent list. Don't go by just the stats. See how many times the ball was thrown to him. That's what dictates for me a person to pick up as a flyer.
All right, good targets there too. All right, last fantasy question, tight end one as well. Something we talked about this year as well. Has George Kittle finally taken back the tight end one spot back in fantasy this season? Yes or no? It's
Oh man, I'm struggling with
tough.
that. That's a good one. I'm gonna say yes for now because he really has done it consistently. He's getting the ball consistently. I do like me some Brock Bowers, and I think Laporta, as long as healthy, is a great buy candidate. He's going to be a player that could, help you as the playoffs come. But man, George Kittle has been really good, and it's just nice to see because it looked like he fell off that cliff a few years ago. He had a few down years, but he has definitely had a resurgence this year, and he's a player that if you drafted him, he's given you that production. It's absolutely a great situation for him.
All right, that's good. That's a good one there. I like George. I mean, I played against George Kittle twice in the last 2 weeks. I actually
Yeah.
hate George Kittle at this point. All
You
right,
should.
I should. All right, last one here. Life question. It's about ice cream, and I heard this from a couple different people. Are you an ice cream guy, Nose?
Yeah, I can't say like I'm a super crazy ice cream guy, but I
That's
got a
okay.
lot of opinions.
Okay. Top three brands of ice cream.
Ooh, okay.
I want to hear what yours are. You know, I have the list. That's the ultimate list and the right list. But your top three brands, and with your top brand, this will be one that you get right correct no matter what, because I want you to pick the flavor that you love the best from it.
Okay. I'm with you. Number three, Bluebell ice cream.
Okay.
Okay. It's a solid ice cream. It takes over the Breyers or the Publix brand for us locals.
Right.
It's that one tier higher. Very, very solid, creamy ice cream. Number two, Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
Okay. Love some of the Ben and Jerry flavors over the years. Just a very solid over the test of time, one of the OGs, and you got to give them their respect for throwing all kinds of ingredients into their ice cream, such as pretzels and all this different kind of
Right.
stuff
Great
that,
call.
the sweet and salty, they invented that in the game. But I'm going to a very, very classic, very simple number one ice cream of all time. It's going to be a little controversy with my flavor, but it's Häagen-Dazs.
Okay.
Okay. Häagen-Dazs wins. It is just really well done. And the best flavor of all time of Häagen-Dazs is simply put coffee flavored Häagen-Dazs ice cream. It
Wow.
is the GOAT. I know you're going to have a different opinion because you are a simple man. You're probably like a cookies and cream kind of guy, which is fine. You're a very simple man. But Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream, oh man, I mean, it's early right now and I'm ready to go get me some.
Knows, I can't believe it. This is like the second or third time ever
No way.
that you've gotten them all right. The
No
only
way.
difference is I had Ben and Jerry's one, Häagen-Dazs two, Bluebell three.
You had Bluebell on the list.
I had Bluebell on the
I
list.
am excited about that.
Bluebell had an ice cream a couple of years ago called Groom's Cake, like the Groom's Cake.
Well, I
It was
understand.
one of the most fantastic ice creams I've ever had in my life. Chocolate chunks in there, little bits of marshmallow, all kinds of crazy stuff. When it comes to ice cream, I like to branch out a little bit. Nose has been with me for about 500 times we've eaten at restaurants where I am a very simple person. Cheeseburger and fries, although I get chicken wings as hot as possible, but normally I'm a cheeseburger and fries, steak and potato kind of guy. The Ben and Jerry's flavor, and it's funny you said this because they came out with a flavor not too long ago that has pretzels inside, a chocolate pretzel mix. That happens to be the greatest ice cream of all time now. So it's on there right there. I don't even know what it's called, like something pretzelicious. I don't even know. It is absolutely fantastic. And my wife likes Chunky Monkey, the banana ice cream one from Ben and Jerry's. But you did it. I am
It
shocked. I
wins.
thought you were going to say Breyers or something else, like you said. You did it. I'm going to give you full credit on this one.
I
100%
never
fair.
get it right.
Never.
And
I'm
I
shocked.
am, and you, and no, but you know, th for those listening, there was zero prep work on that.
No,
You
none.
put me on the spot,
Always.
and I nailed it.
You nailed it. I'm very proud of you at this point. Very proud. I'm actually in a little bit of shock. If you can't tell from the video, if you're listening, you're not going to see my shock in my face. But all right, that's going to bring us to the end here of Zach on the Nose, which means one thing and one thing only. It's time for the Nose Pick of the Week. If you're a daily fantasy person or if you got this player on your team, this is normally something, a big shot for your week, a big jolt to your week at this point. So I leave it up to Nose. I shut my mic off. The Week 11 Nose Pick of the Week is...
Oh, I'm going controversial. It's time to go controversial. Look, if you had Kyler Murray, he's on a bye. If you have Baker Mayfield, phenomenal this year, he's on a bye. And maybe you drafted this guy way too early. But I got a very special feeling about AR-15 Anthony Richardson.
Wow.
Is going to come back, and he is going to rush for not one, but Utah, give me two touchdowns. Okay, woo! I'm calling up rushing touchdowns. Look, his manhood got called out really, really big time, and his ego took a huge hit. What do you do in this situation? Okay, you're going to go balls to the wall, and I expect Anthony Richardson to do that against a Jets defense that has been just really, really underperforming all year. It is my belief that Anthony Richardson is going to run for over 60 yards and get in the end zone twice. He's going to truck people, and he's not going to call for a tap out, okay? Those days are behind him. Benched for two games, put him back into your lineup if you have one of those players on a bye or nobody super special. You can text us or tweet us, however you want to contact us, Anthony Richardson versus this player. Obviously, you're starting Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson. Don't get crazy here, but I am telling you right now, Anthony Richardson's going to have a comeback game for at least this 1 week. I might not be recommending him for the balance of the season,
right,
but this week, all eyes are on him, and he is going to hit the ground running the ball. I'm a little worried about the throwing, but it's going to open up for him. Anthony Richardson's going to have over 25 fantasy points and is the Nose Pick of the Week.
Wow. Nice one there. This is coming from someone who, when Anthony Richardson was drafted, said, stay away from this guy,
stay
far away. And Nose is a Gator, so you know that hurt him to even say that at that point, too. We both are. All right, so that's going to do it for Week 11 of Zach and the Nose. Nose, say goodbye to the world.
Bye, world.
All right, this has been Krantz's Corner Presents Zach and the Nose Week 11 Fantasy Football Edition. Best of luck in fantasy this week. I hope you score a lot of points. I hope you win. I hope you make a big playoff run, unless you're in one of my leagues, and I hope your team goes to absolute, not going on radio this week, absolute shit, and I hope you don't win this week, and I hope you score no points. Anyways, we'll speak to you next week, Chris.
Cock balls.
Say it. You can do it. We're good.
Back the tank.
Right. We can do it. This has been Chris's Corner, Zach of the Nose, Week 11. Speak to you next week. Keep watching. Keep supporting. Keep listening. And keep losing if you're playing me in fantasy football. Speak to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.